You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk. Dr. Shoma.
Dr. Shoma, good morning.
Good morning. Ja, lekker show. Irritability and what gets us there. Isn't it amazing, Googs, that we have more than 7 billion people on this planet and it's getting kind of tight and there are always opportunities to get into this corner where irritability dominates. We got to learn a lot about our emotions and how to increase within us tolerance.
That's a skill. You need to learn that.
It's a learning process, and we can all learn, doesn't matter what age you are, how cognitively, emotionally deal with that. And it's not going to go away, irritability. It's a matter of managing it. So now, affective, seasonal affective disorder. That is also, as you know, it's called winter depression. It's called winter blues. Some have summer depression. Maybe we can summarize it under seasonal depression. It is a mood disorder subset, very important to notice, in which people who have normal mental health throughout most of the year all of a sudden exhibit depressive symptoms. At the same time each year, most commonly, of course, associated with winter, but we also know now that there are people that react to summer. And with this, within the subset, I mean, what are we talking about? All of a sudden, you're not normally depressed or you're not having those things occur here and there, but it's with a season. Hopelessness increases, feelings of worthlessness, loss of interest in normal activities, withdrawal. With winter depression, there's normally a decrease in sexual drive. There's a lack of energy. There is all of that in terms of agitation, where with summer depression, there is an increase in insomnia, a decrease in appetite, and increasingly weight loss and agitation. Slightly different. Further away, the further away you are from the equator, the harder it hits you. Now, you might think, South Africa, we've got so much sunshine.
Even in winter, we have sunshine.
But you've got to make an effort because in winter it gets cold and people stay inside. So the further you go into winter, the more we should be out in sunlight at lunchtime. Whereas, of course, in summer, nobody wants to be in the sun at lunchtime because it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt your skin. But 20 minutes a day on your body, at least 20 minutes a day, as much skin exposure as possible, will help. That does not mean there are people that will not be reacting to the slightest nuances of season. Stunning. So we go from equator, 3% of the population, to outside, as far away from the equator, to 7 to 8% of the population who are affected. Stunning. And so it has to do with two things. I mean, there are lots of speculations, and we don't have all the answers yet. But SID is related quite clearly to a lack of serotonin, which, you know, plays a part in how we deal with mood in the brain. And it has to do with melatonin, which has to do with sleep and sleep patterns. And there is a personality predisposition, which is coming out in the research now, which is stunning. So people that have typically an avoidance-oriented coping style of life are more predisposed to this than others. It can be treated. So we want to know from our good listeners who is in this pattern, what has worked for you, what hasn't, before I offer maybe some answers to this.
Joined on the line by Dr. Helga Schumer to look at how to deal with seasonal affective disorder, a kind of depression that relates to the change in seasons. For many, that you get that sense in winter, like the doctor was saying, we speak about the winter blues. But we also know that some people might feel that way, that affective disorder, in the summer. So we'd love to hear which one you are, if you're one of, you know, if you do have some kind of, you've noticed that you have a change at the time of a change in season. You can call us on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. You can send us your SMSs on 31702 and 31567. And we'll continue with Dr. Shoma when we come back.
702 and Cape Talk, Dr. Shoma.
11 minutes before 12, we still have Dr. Shoma on the line. And this week, speaking about seasonal affective disorder or the winter blues, if winter is the thing that feels as if it's kind of weighing you down. Or if it's summer, I guess we'd call those the summer blues. And Dr. Sharma asking the question, how do you manage them? How do you deal with it? And we're taking your calls and your suggestions on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. Sphumelele Nzokolo on Twitter, Dr. Sharma saying, can exercise and gym work against the winter blues?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Pumalele, very good point. One of the best treatments is movement. It would even be optimized if you move in the sun with lots of skin free to receive ultraviolet B. Mm-hmm. Exercise in itself is good. It's one of the most effective treatments done regularly to deal with mild and moderate depression. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Move in the sunshine outside, you optimize the whole process. And then, I mean, the treatments really range from light therapy, which is very important in countries where it's really, really gray and the sun doesn't penetrate the cloud bank. It's very important. It can go to medication. It can go to antidepressants, which most people like to avoid. Cognitive behavioral therapy, very carefully timed supplementation for the hormone melatonin. There's some research to show that vitamin D helps supplementation. But Pumalele, exercise numero uno.
Thank you very much. So, and that was Sipumle, not Pumelele. So
oh,
exercise
Sipumle.
Does
Hi.
Work. Sorry, I pronounced it incorrectly. So that's a suggestion from Sipumle Nzokolo. Ian in Greenpoint has a question.
Hi, Ian. Hi there. I just thought I had a question that was physiologically based because you're talking about seasonal changes and so on. Obviously, that coincides with various pollens and grasses that are, you know, so what I'm alluding to is the fact that one gets sinusitis and rhinitis, and there's physical things that can contribute to, obviously, the way you're feeling.
Yes, they do. They don't make it better. No. The show beforehand we came on was about irritability. Mm-hmm. The more the body is in an irritable state, meaning you are sensitive to those grasses and pollens,
yeah,
the more possible it is to become sensitive to anything else. So the better or optimal the environment is, the more the body can actually keep to what the body was designed to do, keep us moving, keep us well, keep us motivated, keep us in a good mood.
Yeah.
At the point, the research is controversial, but I think anybody who is dealing with seasonal affective disorder would like to hear about possibilities. There's not one treatment for everybody, and you know it.
Yeah,
if I can
absolutely
optimize my environment, for instance, the simple thing about food, alcohol doesn't help seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar doesn't help seasonal affective disorder. So why are we not looking at what you say? Pollen, grass, all of this adds to the irritability, makes a person more sensitive, gets the person less effective.
And also what the previous caller said, I think, is very pertinent to exercise.
Oh.
You know, to get the right chemicals going, that kind
of yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
Yeah.
If you want to regulate mood, one of the most effective things, unfortunately, as you know, in it takes effort and initiative. Effort and
yeah,
initiative changes your cognitive set already, your attitude towards life, which makes a difference. But the brain chemicals during exercise, there is virtually no better remedy to humans. Humans function best
yeah,
in emotion.
I know, and such a catch-22 because, of course, when a person's feeling miserable, the last thing on their mind is, I need to go and hit the gym, or I need to get out and take a walk, or I need to, you know,
yeah,
so
great,
it's a catch-22.
Great point. I always, when I'm allowed to work with people that have this affliction, I get a buddy going. It's buddy system. You need somebody
yeah,
who irks you enough, motivates you enough, nourishes you enough, encourages you enough to say, come on, we can do this.
Yeah. No, it's
yeah,
just, yeah, there's an undeniable relationship, obviously, between how you feel physically and how you will feel mentally,
mm-hmm,
and vice versa.
Oh,
you know,
so true.
Stress
it's
has
an artificial separation.
Yeah.
You know, this body is
yeah,
is one complex communicative unit, and the mood, the body, everything functions together and communicates with each other.
Mm.
Quite stunning and beautiful.
Thank you for that call, Ian in Greenpoint. Pete on 31702 saying, if some people may become manic during seasonal change.
That is usually more associated in the research so far with summer depression. So there's this contradictory kind of state. You become moody and you withdraw. And to counteract that, you've got those short periods where you want to do everything. The research is not out on that yet. But we keep on looking at it. It can happen. It could be that the person is predisposed, predisposed to bipolar reactivity.
So we know that exercise is quite important. We know that getting out and catching some sun is also very important. Vitamin D is also good for you. What are the other kinds of treatment for seasonal affective disorder?
Definitely cognitive behavior therapy. You've got to change your attitude towards life. I need you to come to a rhythm. So it's very important that you practice a rhythm of going to bed and standing up. Some people have an extreme problem falling asleep or waking. This has to do with behavior. This has to do with rhythm. This has to do with establishing a pattern that you keep. I can definitely supplement you in terms of hormone melatonin. If it goes really bad, people will be put on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which most of you know as antidepressants. SSRI depressants and depressants. I would like to avoid it to the very last moment. There's even treatment, a study, ionized administration in sleep environments. The one of the most effective, the two most effective, which mentioned is movement and light therapy. I have, and I'm allowed to talk about it, my sister-in-law in Austria, and you know that the winter there can be very harsh, high up, great 4 months of no sunshine, cloud, on occasion a beautiful winter day with sun and snow, but it's a light, it's wonderful idea to have this, but most of it's gray. Yeah. And we put sunlight into our house to mimic the brightness of what is happening spring, summer. The change in my sister-in-law winter was stunning. Done it. So the effect that I've experienced with my clients, patients, people that I'm allowed to work with, light therapy and movement, good food, meat, vitamin D supplementation in the food, and of course cognitive therapy to change the attitude. Very effective.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Helgo Schumer speaking to us this week about seasonal affective disorder. Dennis and Randfontein, very briefly, you say sugar, cutting out sugar helped with the affective disorder for you.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Dennis.
Okay, I've had 3 years allergy problems, sinusitis and everything, and I used to go to the doctor in spring, go for my injections, my tablets, and get a course of antibiotics, and that would sort me out 3-4 months in the year. Then I decided, okay, it must be food. So what I did is I gave up sugar totally and salt. The next season, until today, 3 years ago, I do not have any of those allergies for the first time in my life. For the first time, I've basically, I don't know what it could only be sugar, because when I asked my doctor, could it be sugar or salt? He said, no, definitely sugar. And I have been clear with all those problems totally for the first time in my life. And I'm like 56 now. Mm-hmm. And I've had that basically cleared. Can I have a comment on that, please?
Unfortunately, we're out of time. But thank you very much for that. That's Dennis and Randfontein.